This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic and by Cunningham Jewelers. So we talked about the game, Coach Warren, and we mentioned some of the highlights for different players, some accomplishments and things that they did well. Let's go deeper into that and really talk about some individual performances.
All right, we'll start with Eric since we were talking about the punt. So Eric gives up a big punt return, gets fussed at, and he's corrected this week. But instead of going and pouting and saying, oh, the coach don't like me, coach fussed at me, he goes down on the next punt. Blake McMahon hangs a monster punt in the air. It's up there around the lights. And Eric pressures, he's down there so fast, he pressures the punt returner to where he avoids Eric slightly. And the ball glances off of him, and Eric recovers that monster fumble down there deep to help set up a Buck score.
Yeah, the kick receiver, the punt receiver for Claxton called for a fair catch. But you're right. I mean, Eric, just his presence and his footsteps, his hustle and desire to get down there made a big difference.
It did. And, you know, so you had him on offense. You had Ernest McIntosh, who played a solid ball game. They really were trying to take him out of the equation. And then, you know, Ernest, I think, ran 18 carries, 86 yards, something like that, and one score. Wasn't a terrible night, but like I said, they tried to take him out. And then Keyshawn Tyson on offense is just a weapon. We move him around. He ran a reverse. He caught a pass. He took the ball away from the player we talked about earlier. So he was our player of the week this week. He even got mentioned on the Georgia High School Football Daily for his performance. He didn't win the award, but he was on the honorable mention list.
That's great.
Yeah, so he played both sides. So he had the strip score, which was a long touchdown run. And he had 32 yards rushing, about that passing, 30, 40, 50 yards, whatever it was, passing and a touchdown. And then he had two tackles on defense.
So he had a big game.
And he kicked off most of the time.
He's our kicker as well on the kickoffs. So, and the more podcasts that we do here with the Buccaneer Coaches Show, Coach Warren, KT, or Keyshawn Tyson, KT as we call him, continues to be mentioned with bigger and bigger games.
Yeah, he's done well. Then one of the adjustments we talked about earlier went from a 4-3 to a 4-4. We put Tyshawn Holland in the game, and I think he had 7 solo tackles on the weak side as they tried to bounce the ball out like they did in the first half. And, you know, I think he made every tackle that came to him.
Yeah, I thought Tyshawn Holland had his coming out game just played big, played hard, and made a lot of impact on this football game.
He did. He did. I'm hoping that he has a good week this week, but time will tell. Then I thought our defensive line as a whole played well. We, especially in the second half, we put a lot of pressure on the run game. And that was Lorenzo Reed, Javonte Cummins, Al Thorpe, and the weak side end, defensive end, what we call the 5 technique. That was Jaden Lotson, and Jaden had a monster game. They ran the counter at him all night, and he just unselfishly battled it all night long.
Yeah, Jaden Lotson, a name also that we're starting to call a lot more, especially on defense. I know he runs the ball some, but defensively, he is starting to make a big difference. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You know, and you've got Wade Buckley, Kai Jackson in the linebacking core, and then free safety Demarion McNear in the back end. Didn't have a lot of action Friday night because they ran the ball quite a bit. I think they only threw 2 or 3 passes.
Yeah, so defense played lights out in the second half, as we've discussed through the flow of the game. and always played hard, but, you know, the lights out, five total yards in the second half makes a big difference. How about offensively?
Offensively, you had, you know, like we said, talked about Ernest. Had Makai that hooked up a couple of times on a deep ball and one time on a touchdown pass. So those were big out of him because he's a two-way player. And one of the unsung heroes was George Campbell, the fullback. He's just a blocker. And a lot of times blockers don't get a lot of notoriety, but we also slipped him out of the blocking role a couple of times where basically, Todd, we faked the block with him and hit him out in the flats for short gains. But he ended up being our leading receiver with three catches and however many yards.
That's awesome. George Campbell, he's another one that's been working hard and getting his name mentioned more and more because of positive impact on the game. You've already mentioned he caught the two-point conversion on that short pass at one point in the ballgame.
Yeah, he had a couple big first downs on a couple of those plays. I joke with George because he's a fullback. I always joke that my fullbacks are a biscuit away from being a guard. And I was like, I'm glad you caught those. You've been that biscuit away back to guard. And see, I aggravate him about that. It's just a joke, of course.
Hell yes. We've talked about Keyshawn, KT Tyson, Makai Jackson, Ernest McIntosh. You know, there were others that contributed on offense. And to allow us to run the ball like we did, especially in the second half, to control that ball game, the offensive line started to impose their will.
Yeah, the offensive line played much better in the second half, no doubt. And they had a lot on their plate. They had five down linemen, Todd, challenging us, and they would send blitz two linebackers. So we had a seven-man pressure on us constantly. And for a young offensive line, that was difficult. So for us to, you know, we stalled out a couple of times. For us to hold on to the ball, keep their offense off the field, offensive line played really well at times. We had a hard time with some of their run blitzes. One of the players that got his first start was Caden Williamson. He started at the weak side tight end, and he graded out pretty well enough to get to start again this Friday night.
Outstanding. He's number 17.
Yes.
Yeah, Caden. You talk about the young line performing and growing and doing those things, being able to handle that seven-man front was a big deal.
Yeah, you know, we only got two seniors on the offensive line. Chris Alston and Sam Sullivan lead that pack. And the other three are young. Our center's a sophomore, our right guard is a freshman. And depending on who plays left guard, that could be a ninth or a tenth grader.
And you've already mentioned earlier in the show about reducing the penalties from 16 to 5, but the turnovers were reduced as well.
They were. One of the criteria that we have to win ball games is to have a low turnover margin, to win the turnover battle, and we met that goal this week. They had three turnovers, we had two.
Well, and that's always a recipe for success to win some ball games. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lusab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lusab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home. we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach Warren, looking forward to this Friday night. We've got Screven County coming in. They are undefeated, 3-0, leading the region in a huge ball game. And to go along with that, to make it even a bigger deal, is that this week is our homecoming for MCA.
It is. I've seen a lot of the theme days. The kids look like they're having a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the White Lie Day with the white T-shirts. And, of course, I paid attention to Minion Day today.
Yeah, and then yesterday we had Twin Day. Had lots of students and teachers participate where they twinned with someone. Today is GRU. Of course, I'm GRU. And all the kids and teachers dressed up as Minions, or most of them, a lot of them. And tomorrow we've got Senior Citizen Day. And then Friday, each grade level has a color to wear. And, Coach, the school spirit here and the school pride is just bubbling over at this point. And we're having a good time with it.
Has been. I enjoy homecoming. One of my favorite things is to buy candy for the players. You know, we ride fire trucks. And for them to have candy to hopefully toss to the crowd that comes out. But sometimes they see a friend, they throw it a little hard. You can tell I bought a bunch of candy sitting over there on a recliner. That's ready to go. So I enjoy homecoming. But we've got an undefeated team coming in for homecoming. That's not supposed to be that way.
Well, that's true. But the Bucs will be ready. Coach Warren, you were talking about the fire trucks and the candy. Our homecoming parade is this Thursday at 6:30, right down Main Street, Darien. And the whole community tends to show up for this. It's a big deal, and it's a lot of fun.
It is. You know, you take for granted about having a homecoming parade going through the middle of town. I always thought it was a normal thing coming from Dade County and being at McIntosh County to start my career now. But when I coached at other places, they said, we're having a homecoming parade. And I thought, boy, this is going to be massive. This is a big school I'm working at now. They drove the floats around the track.
Yeah, for the school only.
Yeah, for the
school. Not the community.
Only.
So, yeah. I mean, this is really special. And we always look forward to it. And the floats and the participants promise to be fantastic again this year. And then we're having a homecoming dance for the Bucs to attend on Saturday night. And like you're talking about, at some of the bigger schools I've been at and we visited and worked for, a lot of places don't have homecoming dances anymore, but we believe in tradition and legacy, and it's a big deal here at McIntosh County Academy. But let's talk about these Screven County Gamecocks coming in here, riding an undefeated run thus far in a huge region ball game.
It is. It's a big region ball game. Coach Duncan does a good job, the head coach at Screven County. They've been building this team for a while. It's senior-laden. They have 8 returning starters back on defense. They have 6 or 7 back on offense. Their quarterback is phenomenal. You know, he plays baseball and throws a 85, 90-mile-an-hour ball.
Wow.
They haven't even displayed their passing game much yet. Then they have a running back that was a state champ in the 100-meter dash. We have our work cut out for us, and I'm not going to comment on any names here, but we're going to be a little shorthanded Friday night, and there's going to be some new faces on the field filling in for some of those guys that we have that are a little banged up.
Yeah, I mean, it's never mention names where they can't game plan against
That's
you.
That's right.
But yeah, just some nicks and bruises for the Bucs here and there. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the
Cunningham
Bishop Media
Jewelers
Sports
is a
Network.
Proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Well, tell us what you expect to see from Screven County on the defensive side of the ball.
Screven County runs a classic 4-3 defense. I like it. I've done it a lot in my career. In fact, one of our main bases is a 4-3. It's slightly different, but they run it. They've got two big tackles tied on the inside that are going to be a handful for our young linemen, two veteran kids, and then they're tough on the defensive line, maybe our toughest matchup yet. The defensive ends are competitive. Two of their three linebackers are really good. The third one's not terrible, but he's just not in their league. He's an average, you know, high school ball player. But two of them, we've got to get hats on to be able to block them. And then they have some speed in the secondary on the back end.
Yeah. So, I mean, a senior-laden team, highly athletic, and looking to come in here and wreak some havoc. How about on the offensive side of the ball? What are we going to see from Screven County, Coach?
Screven County runs a pro-style offense, Todd. They're run-heavy. They have what's called an H-back or a fullback that's not in a traditional place, who's a blocker. They also have the tight end in the game. So basically they have two tight ends in the game, one on the line, one off the line, with two receivers wide and a phenomenal quarterback and running back running attack.
Yeah, looking at what they've done, and their running attack seems to be pretty impressive.
It is. I'm hoping that we're up for the challenge. Our run defense has been our bell cow for many years now. We didn't look good. You wouldn't have known it in the first half at Claxton, but like I told you at the start of the show, the previous three games combined, we didn't give that many yards up combined in 12 quarters, and we gave it up in two quarters.
That's right.
Friday. So I'm hoping we're back to the norm Friday.
So sounds like it's going to be a game that whoever wins in the trenches, which is usually the case, but especially for this game, you've got a team that's going to try to run it at us, and we've got a team that is going to stop that.
I hope so. I think that's going to be the battle that tells the tale, so to speak, in the ball game. Can the MCA run defense defeat the running attack of the Screven County Gamecocks? I think that's going to be the difference maker this week.
Yeah, and of course, looking the other way around, you've already spoken to this, that our offense, again, in the trenches, our offensive line, how they handle that big defensive front that they're going to get from Screven County, being able to move the ball will be critical.
Yeah, they've got to do well. Some of the matchups that we have, we're not going to win those one-on-one. We're hoping to get some double teams, argue the kid. We say this a lot. Hey, let the running back make the lineman correct. Wherever the lineman's getting beat or taken, let the running back cut off that. So we're hoping to have some of those young guys at least not let their guy make the tackle.
Right. Giving them specific things to do and letting them go do it to be successful. What about – we've got about 45 seconds to a minute left, Coach, before we close it up today. What about special teams?
Special teams, we did a lot of work, Todd, on our punt coverage this week to make sure we didn't have those same errors. Hopefully we won't. Screven County's awfully scary on their kickoff return. And they've got a setup where they've got two deep guys and nine up short guys, which really hurts our kicking game, so we can't kick the ball to the end zone. So I don't know what we're going to do in the kicking game. We've worked. It's going to look like a bad bowler out there somewhere.
Well, but I'm sure the Bucks are going to be ready, Coach, as they always are. And we look forward to seeing everybody out at the game at the ship here at MCA, 7:30 kickoff this Friday. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis, signing off.
Go Bucks.
And you know the answer to the question of who are we? We are one Buck.